And now, our feature presentation.
Ho, ho, ho. Just referring to my three co-hosts really quick. And welcome, everybody, to another episode of No Flicks Given. I thought of that days ago, and I've been waiting to say it. So we are in for a little bit of a Christmas treat today. We're recording a commentary track that, honestly, the audience right now knows more than we do because we have not even decided on the movie at the point of recording this. What we're going to do is similar to what we did for Jason X, where we're going to do a little bit of, well, we're calling it Hallmark Roulette, but like, I don't know if they're going to be officially Hallmark movies. We are taking 10 really fucking terrible sounding holiday movies on Netflix, and we're going to let fate decide which one we're going to watch with you for a last little Christmas episode. How's that sound, everybody?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Sounds like there's potential there.
Sounds like a way to kill an hour and a half.
There's potential. We're also, there are a lot of technical aspects of this that we have been working through for the last little bit, so we're hoping everything works well, but like, I don't know. This is a work in progress, but so is Christmas in a way. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pass it over to our main man, Connor, who has control of, he's the chance master right now.
The chance master.
I am the master of all of our futures. Let me share my screen with the boys. Oh, mother.
Do we want to say the 10 movies, or we'll just roll and see where we land on? Just for the audience, what we're trying to do here, you know the title of the movie, so you can look up anything you want about this before joining us, but what we're trying to do is go in as cold as possible with, like, literally all we've been looking at is the thumbnail on Netflix for these movies. We haven't even read the one-sentence description. I think it's going to be a fun way to jump into one of these, so when we start the commentary track, none of the four of us will know anything but what's on the thumbnail from Netflix. And all of these are on Netflix right now for this season. What do you guys think? Should we tell them the 10 movies?
We should. Having said that, Frank, I need to quit and reopen Zoom so I can show you my screen.
The boo box.
The boo box.
So
I would expect nothing less.
That is very on brand for this episode. So I'll be back in a second.
Cool. Just keep rolling.
Okay. What are the worst?
I hate it. I hate it.
Holiday
so
movies.
Much. Yeah, no.
You guys have watched so far this year.
Opens us
this year.
Yeah, great. I love it.
I can't speak to this
making
year.
Making Katie watch security, Apple, Hallmark movies for the last month.
Be making a podcast.
Do you have any recommendations?
For worst or for like?
For worst. For like, I want to go full Scrooge.
I mean, Christmas Train was pretty bad.
Christmas Train.
Yeah.
Right.
That might be the worst of the bunch.
The very worst
one. There was one with a really good title that was like the ultimate Matt. It was like
USS Christmas.
Rock character.
It was USS Christmas.
The very worst one I've ever seen was there was a Dolly Parton Christmas special like in 2020. And
I remember that.
I used to direct live
TV. We couldn't get through the opening number. It was awful.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I present to you gentlemen the wheel of Christmas romance from a pre-selected list of films that the boys and I sort of sorted through on the what was it, Christmas romance tab of
it was,
Netflix.
Yeah, it was Wrapped in Romance was the category on Netflix,
yes.
Which I just got.
God bless those category writers over at Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for contention today, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, because I accidentally put one more in, choices tonight. And the possibilities are The Night Before Christmas, night being spelt with a K. So there will be some sort of horse warrior involved,
Chivalry.
I love you were like trying to say knight without using the word knight.
The Noel Diary, Christmas Inheritance, A Country Christmas, Christmas Catch, 1,000 Miles from Christmas, Over Christmas, which I assume is set with a certain amount of irony, Christmas with a View, Christmas Full of Grace, Christmas with You, and last but not least, Christmas wedding planner.
Dude, let's be honest,
it could very well be leased.
Does anyone have any hopes and dreams?
It could be
leased. Anyone have one that they're really hoping for?
I want Christmas inheritance or over Christmas, I think. A lot of these I think I can just based on the title get the gist, but
I want Christmas we'll catch only because I just hope at the end it's just a boy and his dad playing catch on Christmas.
I thought it was fish related. I thought it was fishing.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was fisherman.
I feel bad that I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I'm an STD. I'm kind of hoping that it's a night before Christmas because I want to see precisely what that's about. It could be time travel. It could be a woman falls in love with a guy, like a guy that has a knighthood, like, I don't know, Elton John, you know?
No, I think that's 100% either a knight comes to life in modern times or she gets sent back to like medieval times. Mm-hmm. That's the only two things I expect from that. I kind of wish when you're reading the list, we just threw in like something like the boy in the striped pajamas and just moved on and didn't acknowledge.
That is very much your brand of humor, Frank. Yes.
Sorry. This is what would happen if I was doing more than I do. Okay. I'm ready for the spin and I'm scared and I'm excited, which is what Christmas is all about.
For posterity, are we recording the spin?
Yeah, okay, great.
I just want to make sure that if our audience comes at us, we can respond with clear eyes and a clear conscience. I'm about to click the spin button. Everybody, hold on to your butts.
Guys, I love you.
Guys, I'm so scared.
Oh, it's really going. Do you have to stop it? Oh, there we go. Oh. Okay.
Christmas.
The winner
with a view.
Is Christmas with a view.
All right. Let me get that set up here. And we'll tell you all listening at home when to sort of start it. But I'll reiterate again, everything is on Netflix that we had on our list. So you can find it there. And let me just get myself set up here and then we'll press play and get started with whatever this is. Again, we have not read even the one sentence about what this is about. So all we have is Christmas with a View.
What if this was Christmas with the View and it was the co-host of the talk show, The View?
Like Whoopi No, that's interesting too.
I would have vetoed that.
All right, guys. Are we ready?
At long last.
I think we're ready.
Okay. And we're going to start the movie in 3, 2, 1, go. Did it not have studio logos?
No, it just started.
Why would they want to be attached to this project?
That's assuming there's a studio behind this.
Based on a Harlequin novel. Wait a minute.
Is this porn?
We should make sure this isn't porn.
We're going to find... No, I think we should watch this and then find out if it's porn.
We must go forwards. I don't recognize any name.
If I had the...
Not one step backwards, comrades.
I don't think Netflix allows porn.
I think it's a very good sign there was no studios before the movie started.
Oh, hey, Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, she's in 5 minutes of this.
Oh, look at that framing. Right. Just back to the audience. Walking around the set. They always are
this time of the year. Yo, I'm gonna make a game out of this. Anyone who can spot production equipment throughout the movie gets points.
This is so beautiful. I think this is your best one ever.
It has to be. I'm being featured in season.
Oh, just lay out the stakes of the movie in dialogue in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, she's in Seasons. She gets to be in Seasons? That's a big deal.
Is that a real magazine?
I mean, it hasn't been as big of a deal since they went entirely digital, but, you know, that's just me.
Well, yeah, it's Christmas. We always get slammed. Again?
So Jennifer Love Hewitt wasn't available?
Yeah. Sure. I'll be right in.
Too expensive.
Mom? Mm-hmm.
I just assumed it was a scheduling conflict.
You're really wasting your talents there, sweetheart.
I put subtitles on. Did that work for you guys?
No, I think we have...
No one
the option to do
that. You have to do it yourselves.
How do you think your father became so punctual?
I have subtitles now.
He was pretty punctual. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you too. Be careful.
So wait, is that Bye. Her mom?
Bye. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think she used the word mom once in that conversation.
No, I think she did.
Oh,
she
did. Okay. So they established the relationship.
Very good.
I do recommend subtitles. What the fuck? We started with 50
super celebrity chefs. Get Hot Ones lawyers on the phone right now.
I always love how cheap, how movies somehow make reality television look even cheaper than it actually is. I mean, this is obviously all shot in a green screen studio somewhere.
They couldn't afford to just take a set photo of a kitchen. Yeah, they just digitally created in like a video game.
Also, this like digital camera movement nonsense that doesn't match with the background. Like they're trying to make it look handheld.
Guys, we picked so well.
Oh my god.
Oh man. It's one of these Chopped knockoffs.
Oh, the hair.
I want to see this on I want to see Corridor Crew talk through this scene.
I mean, I'm not even a visual effects person and I can tell you what they were doing wrong.
I think we found our main character, guys. Our leading man.
He's going to be the shitty love interest.
Yep.
No, I think he's the guy. I think he's going to be the guy.
That would be a terrible message to send the youth of today. Well, we've waited so long for the best
of the best to slice and dice. Admittedly, it's like I have a Coleman, is there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Admittedly, that's a very tough key to pull with the very curly hair going out very far. And I haven't seen a speck of green yet. So good on them.
No, you just take the green. No. You could just take the green out.
No, you get the space. You get the space where the pixels sort of mash together, like on the borders. You mean yes? You take the
but you just pull it out and you turn it to grayscale. It looks like it would look if you didn't know.
Oh, it might be grayscale. Yeah. Because it's like no, it totally is. Because like the outer like the
that's why it's like lighter around the
yeah.
Room.
The we're hair just gonna, closer like, to her head is more like brown, and the hair closer to the edge is black.
Yep, exactly.
And the waitress standing, like, kind of up front leading.
We just did a corridor crew built bit. And you can totally see that there was, like, green spill on her shoulder that they just desaturated. Thank you for reminding me that that's a thing that happens in King, Frank.
Guys, if you're looking for something to do, maybe your jobs could use a little attention.
Ugh.
Is that the chick from the first scene?
Yes.
We have a really big day, so... We need to get going.
So that, I bet you shitty chef is going to work in their restaurant.
Yeah, that's what...
Well, he's their head cheering chef.
Yeah, they're cheering for him, so that's why they're all watching. Yeah.
Oh, so he's already there.
You might as well own this.
Apparently that was being streamed live from the studio, and the whole restaurant shut down to watch him.
In the middle of the day?
There's nothing like an early afternoon cooking show.
That is being shown live.
I have a table of seven coming in. Can you please help me set up?
Okay, I guess he works there. He's really cute. Oh, wait, no. Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, they just mentioned him by name, so they know him. He's the
country's but then they said he's really cute. And most
eligible he's not bachelor, not cute.
Breaking eggs and breaking hearts. Shane Rourke, everybody!
I don't think he works there.
Look
I think
all,
he's
look
gonna.
Look at the green spill. Oh, she's into him.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, when you were in the service industry, didn't you just, you know, spend all of your waking time watching shows about the service industry?
At my job, yeah.
Well, when you have the most famous chef, who is also the most single chef, maybe you would.
Most eligible bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the windows are green screen. This whole movie's going to look like that.
Yeah. Because they could shoot in one restaurant in like Van Nuys, and that was all they got.
Wait, where are they?
Yeah, just
technically.
Yeah, well, because like they're like this. Like,
no.
Like this, like mountain restaurant. They.
Yeah, it's like a ski. It's like Aspen.
Yeah, apparently, but like, they were in like what looked like a New York City apartment, and now, well, I guess I was not going with the text of the film. I was inferring.
Hey, can I get two glasses of red, please? Thank you.
Love this guy. This guy's so cool.
I'm taking notes right now.
Yeah, this is how you do it. You do two claps. Two claps will work.
I ordered a rare steak, and it's not bleeding.
Well, you certainly seem to enjoy the first half of it.
Yeah, but I didn't love it. Shouldn't I love my steak? Clara.
This is how you be a powerful bald man.
That's a really bad guess.
Love on this date, but I can get you a new steak. Rare, extra bloody.
Touchdown!
Oh, wow. Well, this guy's so cool.
Is over, and I am so sorry about.
Ooh, first about. shot in Canada. Shot in Canada. Wasn't even shot in Van Nuys.
One of the categories that it was listed under was Canadian.
Oh, this was this one?
Yeah.
It's also like half of Netflix's content is just like stuff pulled from Canada. Oh,
yeah. And also half of everything made in the world now.
Oh, show me that license plate.
If it's not shot in Atlanta, it's shot in Vancouver.
I know, me too. Okay, but first I gotta use the bathroom. Can you just went to the
God,
bathroom.
The framing. Look at that framing. Just two people standing in the middle of the frame, staring at each other so you can see the sides of them, and now the over-the-shoulder coverage.
So you're lactose intolerant.
I'm not. She's just
it's like it was made in a factory.
My bad. Enjoy your cheese.
Because it was.
See, this was actually an AI-generated movie. The shot list for this movie was all AI-generated.
We've been talking about cheese for so... There he is. There's the guy.
So goddamn Shane Rourke. Handsome.
Debonair.
He's the most eligible chef bachelor.
Dude, I called it. He does not work here. He does not work here.
He's just staying at the ski chalet.
He is going to save the restaurant.
She's smuggling cheese.
With his weird...
Wait, why were they watching this food competition?
Actually, my cheese.
Right. I think they. I think that is not how people behave.
It's not fine. Yeah.
Oh my God! They did their first cheese cute.
Anyway, enjoy your stay at Thunder Mountain.
Thank you.
It's called Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain.
It's named after a roller coaster.
It is, yeah.
Did they say Thunder Mountain?
They sure did.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Thunder Mountain, Charlie.
Okay, he's checking in.
Yeah.
That is.
And she's checking
Wait,
out.
Wait, can I make a prediction? Can I make a prediction? The blonde is going to be like, help me get with this guy. And then the brunette is going to accidentally fall in love with him.
Well, she already has.
Before the end.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think she's like rolling her eyes a little bit.
Like they're having a conversation about him. He's right over their shoulder.
Come on. Inaudible.
Well, if that extra had talked, they would have had to pay him more.
That's true.
He would have put the whole production of her budget.
Just mumble.
He's so soulful.
Right?
Because his dead mother...
Did they say he's the best chef? Why would the best chef in the country be on a cooking show competition?
That's how you prove he's the best chef
in the country is. Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
Don't you know who the chef emeritus is of the United
Aiken
States?
Wasn't the... All right. I can't.
Clearly, you don't know how reality competition shows work, Frank. And that... I'm sorry. That's sad.
Oh, I love those blue lights on the tree.
It's not really our resort. Do you think he'll come to the restaurant?
Yeah,
God.
He might.
I was Shane Rourke, and I went to...
I got another prediction.
I don't know if
Vivica A. Fox
real.
Is only ever in that apartment the whole movie. Yeah.
We're going to see her one more time also in that apartment.
She's going to give advice at the low point.
Yep.
And then she's done.
And or like she's going to invite him over to cook dinner or something.
That'd be fun. I think that would be...
That's too much for this movie.
I think it's too much. I would like that.
Guys, let's talk about the soundtrack real quick. I hate it.
From the royalty-free library?
Yeah.
Hey, somebody went to art. It sounds like Sims loading music. Somebody went to artlist.io and typed in Christmas.
Also, how long before you think we're going to break from this car turning scene? That was like 20 seconds of just car.
Guys, right here.
Well, I mean, you got to pad Christmas the 90 minutes.
I thought the point of that shot was the cars breaking down. I thought the car was about to break down.
Now, I have a very exciting announcement to make.
Because then story would have been happening as opposed to just some filler.
I've hired a new head chef starting today.
Uh-oh.
He's a huge talent. Shane Rourke.
What?
They got Rourke?
That must cost him a fortune. Because he is the best, most single, hottest chef in the continental North American states.
He breaks eggs and hearts, Peter.
We picked so well. This is worse than I even thought we were going to hit.
And there's only one rule. He can't fall in love with any of you or he breaks his contract.
Especially the front of house staff.
I would fucking love if they made that part of the contract.
Actually, no, I'm cheese girl. Yeah, I know that was my first cheese.
Oh, okay, Frank, you're right. You're right. Yep. She's going for it.
I'm calling it. She's going for it, and the blonde, the brunette, is going to accidentally fall in love with him. And
yeah, Clara was holding my purse.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Yeah, I got. I'm dialed in. I got this one.
I think this is a very good thing that my wife is not watching this movie with us.
Oh God, no.
Also, this guy is way too nice from his like TV persona when he's like showing off his abs. Like, what is this like?
He should be a dick a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to find out he turns into an unmitigated bastard when he's cooking.
Unless they do a heel turn.
That would be, Matt, you're giving so much credit to this. I want what you're saying, and I don't think we're going to get it.
Or you find out he has a really bad coke problem, and he's just like putting on his best face for first impressions.
I think this is the guy, the whole movie, he's whatever wet blanket we're getting.
Where there's also, the only conflict is between the two women having to fight over a man.
Yeah, why would... What else is there?
Just passing the Bechdel test all over the place.
At least I got some Christmas tunes in there. Oh my God, there's a Yule log on the TV?
Well, because again, they're not filming at a ski resort.
No. Look at him.
He really wants...
Isn't that the classic, like, I know how to cook, I'm a good chef move?
Yeah,
the, like, doing sauce in a circle over...
Get your face really close to the food.
Yeah,
It's not gourmet if the chef hasn't breathed on it personally.
Yeah, if it's not grazing your 5 o'clock shadow.
Any movie with food just makes me want to watch Chef. Hey, look, kale.
Did everyone see the bear?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The bear was amazing.
Oh, Connor. My favorite kind of dark comedy. Of the last year.
I need to...
Oh, it's so funny.
I need to start watching things not purposely for this show. But, I haven't had the...
That is an unhealthy diet, sir.
Is that... Did you see that? Was that just
it was
bacon?
Beets. Oh, I thought it was beets.
Yeah, it was beets with a salad on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Hello. I'm the manager here.
It doesn't
matter. My name is Clara.
Oh, no.
How's everything today? Can we grab you some more drinks?
Oh, more drinks. What a great idea, Claire.
Oh, it's Clara. Oh, I'm Janice.
And I'm Heather Janice. Janice and Janice. Two Janices.
Oh, it's like Agent Johnson and Special Agent Johnson.
We're on vacation here in town. And we happen to notice that your new chef is...
This actress has never worked in the service industry a day in her life.
Much help. I don't know him.
No.
No, not at all.
So we were wondering if you could ask Shane if he'd like to come out and say hello.
This movie is anti the menu. Love
to meet him.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean, he's pretty busy.
The check?
Shane walks. He's got a good
time. Stop cheersing.
Shane.
Mm.
Hi.
Hi.
Clara.
Clara, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, now we officially said hi.
Yeah, we have. I'm really sorry to bother you.
Love
but
that shot.
Of young ladies,
love
they
that.
Asked if you could drop by to say hello.
Aren't they in the middle of dinner rush right now?
No. It's fine. I'll head over. Peter says I'm never too busy to butter up customers, so I'll.
Peter's
I'll
wrong.
Okay, their names are Janice and.
And I'll bring
Janice?
The butter.
I'm sorry.
Janice and Janice.
Two Janices.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well,
this guy is just leaking charisma from his eyeballs.
Okay. Mm. Well,
is that where it's coming
right
from?
Right into the soup.
Okay. I'll head over.
Okay.
This thumbs up is really selling that.
That delayed cutaway.
This script was written in an Uber on the way to the meeting to sell it.
This script was written?
I love the two Janices. I really do.
What I do love about these movies is that, like, some screenwriter that's struggling to put together his magnum opus got to, you know, put his kids in braces or buy his kids Christmas presents because of this movie, you know? There's a lot of, like...
Can I say...
That's why I can't really fault anybody for... Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Peters. No, it's... Everyone's getting a paycheck. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be right there.
But I will say, like, if this was my career and I just worked in these types of movies, I think I could be very happy. Just, like, laughing to myself while trying to, like...
I mean, I was going to save this... I was going to save this conversation for later in the movie, but... I was feeling kind of the same way, Frank. That, like, you know,
I would absolutely be over the moon if I could try to ruin a movie and everything I suggest gets in the movie.
I mean, that was the premise of literally the only feature film I ever wrote and directed.
All right, guys, why don't we take a little bit of a break?
That's true.
Right, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm not getting a lot of, like, we really went for it.
Thank you.
In this particular movie, I'm getting a lot of, like, hey, no, we got that done in one take. Let's move on.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Bella? I've got 29 scenes to shoot tonight.
Oh, that green screen. Oh, that green screen. There's no reflections in that glass at all.
Thank you.
No. So
you're pretty smooth over there with your lady fans.
Oh yeah, they were interesting. That's for sure. Fun fact: they're both named Janice. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny. I hadn't heard that yet before.
But what was the first one's name?
Well, I bet you have a lot of fans, huh? Jesus Christ.
I gotta say,
I like how the blonde Janice does kind of look like the Muppet Janice.
Oh.
Yeah, oh no.
City planner. His name's Clive.
I gotta say, this movie does capture
the
feeling of an awkward conversation. Because this is awkward.
That's lovely.
They're just
inadvertently.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't. I don't know if they meant to, but they certainly caught it.
Best friends since we were little kids.
And they
grew up here in Thunder Valley.
Truly channeled the Greek meaning of catharsis by portraying this particular awkwardness on screen.
It just didn't quite work out like she planned, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
Catharsis from the original Greek Christmas with a View.
But anyways, now she's back. Totally
what the French call a certain... I don't know what.
This guy's... I'm sorry. This guy's not hot enough to be this guy. Right?
I mean, he's just... He's.
What's going on with Herm Peters over there?
Matt, you can admit it. You want him to be hotter.
Yes, I mean, well, the boss honestly is a little bit I would find more attractive than this dude.
Can I say? Wait, hold on. Can
what?
I say that's what I was building to that?
Okay,
that was going to
well,
be
then,
my
yeah. The boss honestly, and the boss should be the chef because he looks a little bit more seasoned. You know,
I gotta say, I'm,
the boss is doing it for
I'm,
me.
I'm getting
the boss
vibes,
looks more like a
Frank.
Chef. The chef looks like a front of house guy.
That's true.
What was that kind of?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm getting jealousy vibes from you, Frank. I feel like. You're trying to tear a man down because you're not feeling up to his level?
This is not a level.
What?
Well, at least you're driving a Tesla.
We should go back and figure out how much of this movie is just people
this
driving
holiday
places.
Gets 0% APR financing.
Oh, this is just padding.
Happy Honda
padding.
Days, everybody.
We don't need the shot of the parking lot. We don't need that shot of whatever the fuck that building was.
Can I say
they finished
the best?
All of the footage and cut it together of everything that had dialogue in it, and the movie was only 56 minutes long.
Guys, we're already 20 minutes in.
Two things I've noticed about the way this is being filmed.
We're only 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell anybody. The two things that are looking really well shot are, like, that car shot looks properly shot for a commercial, and the close-up of the Christmas tree ornaments was properly shot for, like, commercial, like another.
Do you want to know why, Frank? Because it was probably B-roll that they bought.
Oh, I was going to say the people working on this
mainly
commercials.
The DP's bread and butter is is commercial work.
Oh, definitely. Look at that.
Look at that.
This all these Christmas guys that worked on commercials that now get their feature film.
He's really good at shooting product and not very good at shooting people having a conversation or standing in a room.
No.
Who's this?
I don't know.
They're all one of a kind.
She's actually the love interest.
They are. You should pick your favorite one and place a bid on it.
Is that a formerly famous
year,
actor?
Every year, our local artist.
I was going to say this is their get, other than Vivica.
Yeah,
that's a tradition.
It's Canada's own.
Oh, that guy.
Is that Alan Thicke?
Wait. What show is that guy from?
Growing Pains.
That's Alan Thicke. Yeah.
Shane Rourke.
What was he from?
Okay.
No, that's not Alan Thicke.
You sure?
No, that's Alan.
I'm pretty sure that's Alan.
Father of Robin Thicke.
I don't think it is. But
wait.
No, that's
That guy has played Macbeth at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. 22 years? I don't know.
5 years.
Five times? The boss.
And believe me, she's always right. Yes.
Wait. No, stop. That's Alan Thicke.
It's not Alan Thicke.
You're not from around.
Somebody look it up.
No.
You're not from around here, are you?
I'm actually originally from New York. And kind of
no, but where are you really from?
10 years, and I just
yo, I just realized something.
Thunder Mountain Resort.
That shitty green screen out the window is the Christmas with a View view.
Oh, he might actually say Christmas with a View soon.
Clara, I do know Clara. She's actually the manager now. Very good one at that.
Patrick Duffy. What do I know this guy from? He's not Alan Thicke. He is.
Before she went to Chicago.
Yes, this is who I thought I was saying when I said Alan Thicke.
What's he in? Because it's not.
He's in. It is. It's The fuck is the show from the 80s?
No, that was the pedophile.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Step by step. Yes.
Oh God, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Well, you.
That was a fun. I watched way too much Step by Step in my day.
Good, dozen or more just along these mountains. We're one of the few that are still scraping out a living.
On the Bold and the Beautiful from 2006 to 2011. Change anymore,
you know. We still. Get
this movie's a little more Bold and Beautiful.
What kind of actor gets that kind of job security?
Really?
Wait. So the woman in this scene.
Well, I would love
Guess how many episodes of The Young and the Restless she's done?
It's in the hundreds.
124.
1,845.
Get the fuck out of here.
She's continuously been on The Young and the Restless since 1987.
She's been on The Young and the Restless for longer than I have been
alive.
Wait
a minute. The fireplace on the TV is the Netflix fireplace.
It is. There's a Netflix
logo.
Of course
it is, because it's the only one they could get the fucking rights to.
I've probably watched that more than that lady has been on Young and the Restless. I know that fireplace.
Can I say one thing that I
think they just reused B-roll.
Oh, of the food? But there's something about
it's the same fucking shot.
So let's assume that the budget is crazy low and they're basically like you're saying, Connor, one take and then they're done. Like you got to just bang this out. Basically everything we've seen so far was like 2 days of production. Something crazy.
Yeah.
You couldn't do little stuff like make the uniforms a little scuzzier because you're in a kitchen there's just little things you can do.
Yeah, but I mean at least the.
That would take
front of
time,
house people
Frank.
Have to look clean. Also, that.
I guess so.
Oh no!
Oh,
what
what's
are you
this?
Doing?
What's he? What are you doing? I don't actually know what he's doing.
It's being a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So you, Clara, her claim to fame.
I just want to say thanks.
Her number one bill on IMDb.
Yeah, no problem.
She was in the newest Total Recall movie.
I know, but
as the three-breasted woman.
On top of being a couple of servers.
What?
Tell me about it.
So they shot that in Canada. They pulled her from Central Casting.
So I'm also assuming they probably didn't.
I'm surprised they even bothered to include a three-breasted woman.
I thought the new Total Recall
remake.
Was PG-13.
No, but that's okay.
I don't know. I didn't see
it's
it.
It's just like. It's two.
No.
Matt, it's two cleavages. That's all it is.
Three.
It's
Frank.
The two cleavage woman.
Three, Frank. Three.
No,
it's two cleavages.
No, oh, yeah.
It's two
like
cleavages,
the black
three
keys
breasts.
And the white keys.
Well, that would make it a cleavage and a half.
That's a great idea, actually.
Connor, have you ever felt a breast?
Connor, tell me what a breast feels like.
It's been a very long time, Frank. It's been a long. It's been a long pandemic for all of us.
If I keep eating the way I'm, if I keep eating the way I'm eating, you can come over.
And that's why you're a good friend.
Oh,
the food looks bad too. Yeah, right?
The chicken's a little
there's
dry.
A green hue on everything that makes everything look a little dead.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because they have a mixture of. My guess is one key light that they're bouncing off the ceiling that's daylight balanced, and then there's like the lights that are in the hood for the grill for the like the cooking space, which is probably fluorescent, which is giving it like a weird like green hue to things, and is well known for making people look dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Wow, they didn't even film eating the meal. This is like cutting to the end of the sex scene.
I don't think there's there. It looks like there was never food on those plates.
No, those are just
that is correct.
Clean plates. You
had your own place.
She did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that turned out to be a little girl's dream that got too big.
At least you did it.
God, the delivery is just...
I mean, most people just sit around dreaming.
That's who he is. He's not being more of a character than this. Wet blanket.
Yeah, no, there's no hope of there being any sort of, like,
her too. Like,
hey,
hey,
Frank, shouldn't they? I want you to put some respect on the three-breasted maybe girl's name, okay?
And Shane Rourke.
Yes, and Shane.
Shouldn't they hate each other?
There should be some sort of conflict and tension where there is none.
Figure out what's next.
But this is what every Hallmark Christmas movie is like, is that there really isn't actually conflict or tension.
Anything.
No. It's, I mean, I'm not...
Also, that blonde girl's been gone
Matt,
for
I'm not super well-versed in the world of Hallmark Christmas movies, and apparently you are. Exactly you've been on a little bit of a...
Oh, you got... Connor, you got it.
You've been on a little bit of an adventure. Best. My understanding is that the conflict usually comes from the female protagonist. What the fuck
budget.
Is this shot? Sorry, the female protagonist having just a lot of doubt in herself is kind of the main conflict. Is that the vibe? Am I getting the correct vibe?
Necessarily.
Incredibly sexist.
There's a couple of different delineations because usually there's the one where at least one person is grumpy about Christmas and has to learn the error of their ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's another variety where. There's like a couple that's having trouble, and then they find their way through the magic of Christmas.
Like the ref.
I will give you a ride, yeah.
Thanks.
A little bit, yeah. and then this is also a type where like literally nothing happens except like somebody has like, you know, stubs their toe, but then they get better and oh, it's Christmas time now, and then the movie ends and no one changes and no one learns anything. So this could very well be one of the... I think the premise now is going to be there. He's going to try to help her fulfill her wish of opening a restaurant of her own.
I'm impressed, Miss Clara Garrison.
Clara Garrison?
That I'm not homeless? Or?
That's a real name.
Hey, I live in a hotel.
Cellar door.
Now, you are. Another vibe that I've gotten from the Hallmark Christmas movies is a Jesus-y edge to some of them.
There's some of that.
Yes.
There's some of that.
Have you encountered that in the wild?
Thankfully,
I'm a huge fan.
Missed it.
Oh, there it is.
No,
that was fast.
I don't think this is one of the Jesus-y ones.
Wow.
No, I don't think so either.
What's wrong?
Except.
I don't know if this is the best idea.
Oh, maybe it is.
What? Why?
Because he's still in love with his dead wife.
The show, I didn't even know you watched it.
Why wouldn't you? You're both sevens. Go for it.
They're New York sevens. They are Thunder Mountain 12s.
Right, yeah. I used to
Can I say, too? I'm pretty sure I saw
I used to
the sign said Thunder Valley.
Yeah, well, you have
it's
to have
Thunder
a valley
mountain.
To have a
it
mountain.
It doesn't matter.
I used to live in Idaho on top of a mountain, and these are 20s. These are McCall, Idaho 20s.
I'm such a jerk.
Thunder Valley. Look.
Yeah.
No, like that's the name of the hotel or whatever.
Well, it's
like,
also like
no.
That's not Thunder Valley. That's also the space
under the Mount Thunder Mountain. Because
do you guys? We have to take a geography class. A
valley is at the bottom of.
Yeah, it's the space between mountains. There, Frank.
Yeah, it's where you lose cell phone reception.
Where there's valleys, there's mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, peaks and valleys. You ever heard that phrase?
But when you have like three mountains right next to each other, there's only two valleys.
How is this not the?
Turn it off. End the podcast. You win, Matt. Well done.
She was in that Three Mountain movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
There's no follow up to that, Frank. We have to.
Can
stop.
I'm not sure where.
Oh, that's a composited sign too. Sorry.
So yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
The first thing was like we've learned that she tried to open and then closed a restaurant. And he was trying to help her, and they kissed. Really? But then he realized that she watched him on the show, so it's like he feels weird about the power dynamic.
Not only that, he's trying.
Despite the fact that he's still the head chef at the restaurant that she works at, which is its own power dynamic problem.
That's a much better excuse.
It's more than that. He's trying to protect her from his fame.
I'm not gonna ask.
More coffee? Right.
Actually,
so he. But doesn't that mean he can't hook up with anybody ever?
Actually, no. It just means that like he has to be able to hook up with his peers.
Other famous people? What about someone that's been on thousands of episodes?
Have you watched celebrities ever?
1,800 episodes. That's got to be a record. That's got to be close.
You know, it probably isn't, though, because some of these things have been on since the 50s, and there are career actors in those shows.
I need to know.
Like, there might be somebody who's been on for, like, literally 50 years.
Yeah.
What was that shot there?
Padding.
That's some reused B-roll. Like,
no, that was like two different people walking, and then it cut back.
It was B-roll.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Hi. Oh, it's Janice and Janice.
Whoa! We're Janice and Janice.
Janice.
Whoa! Hey, we could be watching that movie, guys.
I bet you... I know, we could be doing a lot of stuff. I bet you if we go back, they're basically wearing the same clothes they did the other day. The other.
Because they only had the Janices for like a day and a half, Frank. So.
Did they explain who these old people are?
They're her like surrogate parents. They something or other. She apparently didn't have parents of her own, so they sort of raised her.
She did, though, because
who
who's
is
Vivica
A.
Fox?
It's a great question. I don't have an answer for it.
We have a proposal we'd like to run by you.
A proposal? Haven't had one of those since Frank's. Turned out pretty good.
I pay her to say that. Just sit down.
They're her Thunder Mountain parents, and Vivica A. Fox is her city mom.
Thunder Valley parent.
Thank you.
Her life is a Doubtfire ending.
Do they not own the restaurant? Is that it, maybe?
No, this is the separate bed and breakfast, like the hotel that he's staying at.
Yeah.
And then there's the restaurant. So they own the hotel and they know her because...
Reasons.
Yeah.
All right, this will get you started.
He looks a lot like Michael Sheen.
Well, yeah, I see that. What did they? There was some line about an engagement that I missed. Did anyone catch that?
No. Are they engaged?
Yeah.
I figured you might. No, I don't think they're. Oh, thank I don't know.
Thank you.
Nothing matters. We know who she's going to end up with by the end of this show.
Nothing matters. All is chaos.
Dig in.
I'm curious. Oh, no. We did see the eggs, Benedict, in the same shot as the actor.
Yep.
The use
you
of color
take your
is,
drinks with you.
Is fascinating. Just that piss yellow tree sitting behind him.
Yeah.
Those well-known open container laws on Thunder Mountain.
I hope so.
It's party town. There's no control.
Wait, it's the yeah.
Go over anything to help you decide.
Well, I'll look at it, and then Jackie will make the decision.
Oh, come on, not just me.
Lovely meeting you both.
That blocking. Oh, hope just never leave your mark. Never leave your mark. Just mark lean into that handshake.
Sure, it'll work out.
Oh, that reminds me. We met somebody else who works at the resort.
Oh, yeah, Sean. What was his last name?
Shane Rourke.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Oh, so he was just here for breakfast.
No, actually, he came by yesterday.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, we saw that scene literally. So why are we talking about it right now?
Have your time, darling.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The way they refuse to leave their marks is...
No, it was strange.
...is beautiful and infuriating.
How many times are we going to see this fucking
Connor, guy? They're sitcom actors. You know, they do as they're told.
Closed for our annual charity dinner. It's all in the spirit of Christmas, of course. But if it happens to throw a little publicity our way, so be it.
Don't look now, but someone's throwing some major eye attention.
Okay, so the blonde has nothing to do with any fucking...
No, she was a red herring. She was a blonde herring.
A strawberry blonde herring, if you might.
Yeah. Back in the apartment.
That's not her hand.
Call Clara.
Oh, I guess that is a house. There's like trees outside.
There are trees outside of apartments too, Connor.
Hello, Bonnie.
True, but I mean, trees don't look like, you know, tops of trees.
Yes, but it is on my radar. Same room she was in.
Different outfit.
Same setup.
I think different outfit.
That's actually just her phone though. Mom?
They took her off set, changed her clothes, didn't move the camera.
Dad went Bonnie and stuck with me.
I seem to recall your...
She's not actually acting. She took a phone call and they just recorded her.
Mom?
I'm just saying.
And then they rewrote the lines around it.
The chubby reindeer.
All right. Just be on.
Wait, who is Clive?
I guess Bonnie has a boyfriend. We established that when they were having their sodas with lime earlier on. So like she's not even in the running, so we don't even have tension there.
I'm glad you're paying attention, Matt.
We've seen this shot before. That's just reusing that shot.
Yeah. It's all just... I mean,
it's fine. It's not great, but
it's fine.
It's fine.
It's making me marginally hungry.
It's not disgusting. Yeah. It's just not gross.
Perfect. Thank you.
I managed to sneak you another chocolate raspberry truffle.
Oh, you definitely. Oh, it's so good. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, the food is better than ever this year. We have a new chef.
Oh, fantastic. Honestly, though, the best part isn't the food. The best part is seeing you guys again.
Aww. We look forward to seeing you every year.
So nice.
Who is this person?
So.
Weird parasocial relationships with service industry people.
I've never seen this person before in my life.
I would love for you to meet my rockstar manager.
I have no idea who this is.
One of them.
Claire? Nice to meet you. Claire, nice to meet you.
Why is he not in the kitchen? His place is in the kitchen.
Peter. It's Shane Rourke. The kitchen's working fine.
Everybody back there is terrified that he's going to physically assault them if he comes back and finds one
or take off a shirt.
Place.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be fun? If okay, look, bare bones. You're like okay. Here's the concept: like a lady who runs a restaurant at a resort.
Yeah.
Has a new chef that comes in. She has to fall in love with him. I'm like, wouldn't you start with him as like the Bradley Cooper dickhead chef? And then you can like be like, oh no, he likes trees. I don't know what the fuck, but like you can do something.
I don't know what you think you saw, but it definitely wasn't.
Is that too? I think that's too much to ask, which is crazy. Well, because that's just the hook.
The tension and conflict here is that.
I don't want to fight.
Really clearly.
No, this... Do you guys remember that Red Letter Media video where they, like, watched the boyfriend video where, like, you would pop in the tape?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the guy would be like, how's your day?
I wanted to talk.
Oh, that must have been really hard for you. This feels like
your car.
The sort of fictionalized version of that where...
Got back to you yet?
Claire is her name?
Yeah.
Clara. Sorry.
It's on her necklace.
Janice has made that joke already.
Where Clara... where Clara is like the stand-in, like the audience surrogate character, and they have this like
I was gonna offer to take you home
beautiful man that wants them basically unconditionally from
Mr. Peters
first sight.
Yeah, she's the Bella Swan of the film. She's the insert hand puppet.
So yeah. You're saying she's particularly personality-less so people can put their own. So she's basically like Master Chief for women.
Yes.
Yeah, the insert character. She's the self-insert character.
Yeah, she's female Gordon Freeman. And this chef is similarly simple because, you know, all he's done since he's got there is pursued her romantically. And when I say romantically, I mean like a non-aggressive, non-sexual, just sort of like thinking about her and her needs.
Because you yeah,
such a beta.
Right.
Jesus Christ. And I would just like now, granted, I'm not well versed in this kind of thing, but that's the read that I'm getting right now.
Yo, we're not even halfway through this fucking thing.
Have we figured out what the central conflict is yet?
It's
them
the power dynamic of their will they won't they relationship and whether or not it's appropriate.
We're gonna Sam and Diane this whole episode.
I wasn't eavesdropping.
Wait, is she trying? So the blonde is trying to hook them up now.
Yeah, now it's I don't know anymore.
She missed her shot with the cheese.
No, she's with Clive.
Yeah, remember Bonnie and Clive? Because it sounds like Bonnie and Clyde, except Clive. That was literally
someone
line that was said by an actor that got paid money to do so.
Did they really need to put them both in like plain red shirts here?
It's Christmas, Frank.
Can I help you with anything?
It's not job. Christmas Eve. Two jobs. Then do green and red.
He should be in green.
Relax.
And also, she should be cooking because it's her dream to be a cook.
So are you relaxed?
Would be a chef.
Yes.
I think. Good. Right?
Yeah, it should be.
I am.
Is this his hotel room, or is she?
Oh, wait! He got stuff on his shirt.
Oh no!
It's coming off. It's coming off, boys.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, take it off.
There it is.
He's such a good chef. He faked that.
Anyways, I gotta.
You know, he did the like. I'm gonna put my arms under my shirt, extend the abs, move.
The crossed one, where you. Yeah.
And then the cream shot.
I can't even do that anymore.
If this cuts to the wide and he's still not wearing a shirt, I will actually respect this movie.
No, he's going to be he's going to be wearing black. I'm calling it right now. He's going to be wearing a black shirt.
Well, wait, but he's staying in a hotel, right? Is this his place or her place?
It has to be hers.
So he's just in like a crop top in the next shot?
Just an apron.
Oh,
it's the only thing
that
fit.
One of you.
What did I say?
It is.
Wait, did they...
It's your house.
She's wearing a blanket. What happened? Isn't that like? Is the movie suggesting something?
They had a nice dinner.
No. They just ate. They shot it poorly. And he changed his shirt to a black shirt, like I said.
Yeah.
And now they're outside after dinner. And here we go.
They really did shoot that poorly. I mean,
It's time for the Rourke pork.
Was that a good old boy or a bad old boy?
Just last
we gotta have this debate.
It's I'm lactose intolerant, and you just fed me creamy pasta and creme brulee.
Five dates, three terrible, one crazy, and one more that lasted for 8 years.
What?
I don't think that's a date.
A long date.
Yeah. I don't know if he understands how dates work.
Made me kind of look a certain way.
Like it's literally called a date.
I'm not that guy.
See, this would be fun if he was like the wild card on the show, and he is like his public personality is this like Gordon Ramsay type guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost more money to write meaner lines for him.
I think it does, though. That's the problem. Because you have to pay a writer more money to, like, try.
Again, you have to pay a writer.
Yes. But yeah, we. Yeah,
do you think that? Yeah.
You know, I didn't even like your show.
Oh, come on.
I only saw it twice. And personally, I wanted the other guy to win.
Are you kidding?
There were that like four of them. Which other guy?
Microwaved his steak.
How did he end up on the fucking show?
That's like...
Yeah, he totally improvised that line.
That's the writer being like, okay, not this, but he needs to say something like, he microwaves his steak.
We're just going to leave this in here until we come up with the real line.
Yeah, we'll fix it later.
Like, it is the nighttime skiing... So. Like that, the train in the tunnel
right anyway.
Shot for this movie.
True. They've either fucked four times or they fucked not at all.
No, you're right.
Just can I get credit for the black shirt change?
No, yeah, I feel like well done. Well done, Frank. Show. Well done.
All right, thank you. That's all I need.
Being here is part of the promise.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, you see, what's cool is he doesn't just have one, like, braided bracelet on. If you look close, he's got, like, three of them. Mm-hmm. And do you remember in middle school where you take, like, the plastic inside of a Pepsi bottle and, like, stretch it out? Mm-hmm. He's got one of those, maybe. Too. Is that just my school?
I think so.
It was just your school.
No, someone listening knows that was a thing.
I want to know more about you.
Tweet at us. Mm-hmm. If Twitter's still around by the time this thing comes out.
I'm a recovering failure.
A recovering failure.
She just said she's a recovering failure.
That's bananas offensive to people who are actually in recovery.
So who am I?
Dude, there was one, I was complaining about that Pottersville movie earlier. There's one line that was really good, and it can't be from that movie, it's from something else. Someone was like, you think I'm an idiot, don't you? And the response was, from Ian McShane, mind you, his response was, no, I don't think you're an idiot. I just think that when it comes to thinking, you've just had bad luck.
It's a good line.
So far.
I love it. That was great.
Okay, all right. You want a place of your own. You want to build.
We've already established that.
You want to watch it grow.
This is like in the Teletubbies where they would play the episode over again.
Yeah.
Planning on opening your own place again.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've thought about it.
Uh-huh. Whatever it is, you're going to do it. And it's going to be yours. It's going to be great. Hey, you don't think it's going to be a problem with Mr. Peters if you keep coming over here, do you?
Probably.
Mr. Peter? Like, yeah. Like me and Peters?
You and him, yeah.
No, that's just, it's business.
That's just to pay the rent.
Yeah.
You're working on something big.
Well, I promised I wouldn't say anything.
Aren't you the mysterious one?
Just a little.
Wait, is there? Am I missing something, or she hasn't told? We don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, I assume the conflict is resolved, and the movie just ends after this, right?
If the credits start right now, but they scroll really fucking slow.
Well, no, it's going to be like 45 minutes of the other language dubbing credits.
Oh, we have to do this? Really? We have to do this?
Montage time.
Got a pad for time.
I'm just seeing his dick.
Wow, claw machine.
I know people in the service industry, and they don't have this much free time.
So the day that they went up to shoot the skiing bit was when they shot all the other skiing stuff in like a total... shoot the rodeo moment of just like, oh, we can get tons of skiing footage and use it for every moment we don't have a transition.
Oh, man. It's funny because it's like, it's four long shots and I can see them
cutting between.
And then,
oh, yeah. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
disking.
This is like a satire of a montage, which I love this. This is great.
Oh, yeah. What? Has Christmas had anything to do with the plot of this movie yet?
Nope.
It's just the holiday season.
But which member of the cast do you think wrote and performed that song we just heard? Oh, I bet it's my money's really on one of the Janices.
I think I do. Yeah.
That would explain why they're in the film.
Exactly.
Okay, well, when I first met Clive, I thought he was the most boring person in the entire world. No, I almost didn't go on a second date with him.
But we're never going to meet Clive.
After a while, he wasn't boring at all.
No.
He was
no.
Shy.
Clive is a figment of her imagination.
Of course, most city planners are so...
Clive's been dead for 3 years.
Why couldn't we watch that movie?
This is going to end. This is going to end exactly the same way Planes, Trains, and Automobiles ends.
I feel really.
Oh God,
Bonnie, what are you still doing here? It's Christmas Eve. What are you still doing here?
Plan or anything, but I guess famous chefs can be fun too. Yeah, I guess they can. Well. Here's to chefs and city planners.
You craziest thing? Guess what he ordered?
What?
Carrots.
It put stutters in the subtitles.
Dear.
He tripped up a line and the guy did this. Stutters.
Yeah.
Can I see you in my office room, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is this, what's this guy's name?
Hugh, somebody's in the manager, right? You're talking about.
Is he an obstacle of some kind?
I think they decided that he was going to be about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Because he wasn't up until about 10 minutes ago.
Shut the door if you don't mind and have a seat.
Oh,
oh no,
she's in trouble.
That's how it begins. He's got a button under his desk.
Been spending a lot of time with Shane lately.
Yes, my own. Personal time.
Does his office always look like this?
No.
With the red walls?
Yes.
I wonder if
or with just for Christmas.
The red paper against the white walls? And the roll of wrapping paper that's just opened on his wall at pretending that it's art. This is incredible.
Okay.
Well, because they had to wrap the picture that was actually there to cover it. Because otherwise they would have had to owe royalties to whoever actually designed it.
This isn't an office. This is a... that back wall is hanging
It's
off
a reception
of,
desk.
That back wall is hanging off of two C-stands in a warehouse.
Oh, no.
I want to see a C-stand so badly.
Wow.
Oh.
This is beautiful. I don't know what to say.
She's just playing all of the emotional depth of this particular moment.
It looks a lot like do you know the chain between handcuffs?
Yes, they call that the chain, Frank.
Yeah.
But if you could encourage them, maybe speed things up, I'd love to get the deal done.
Although when I was put in handcuffs, they didn't have that chain.
Before New Year's.
Did they just do the zip tie method?
No, they had like a
Peter. That's how you know this guy's not really a corporate guy. They're like they wrote the year end instead of end of year.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. EOI, baby. Supposed to be a surprise, end of year.
Before
also,
the
it's,
end
it's
of
also
Q4.
It's only we're it's only halfway through the fiscal year, so I don't know what he's worried about.
New York.
They're on a staggered system.
Like you want me to oversee another acquisition or
actually, we are. Yeah, you're on a staggered. Most people are not on a staggered fiscal.
Yours. Mm. Ours. But because
EOI,
of the
baby.
Haven deal.
Get it done.
If we speed it up, that would open up the New York opportunity for you.
Yeah.
So it how does it open up the New York? Is it all a restaurant group or something?
You know what?
The origin of Applebee's.
Speed them along.
I know you can.
Was not the first name they were going with. They were going to start to name it Thunderbees.
So,
and
this is definitely one of those situations where the screenwriter, Thursday. Screenwriter, writers.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
How do restaurants work?
The camera ops just falling asleep.
I can't keep looking at this entryway to a clearly a community college.
You're welcome.
I need to get a moose antler positions. For my coffee table, too.
I've been meaning to ask. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's a thing that absolutely none of these movies do when it comes to, like, set decoration? Which is kind of a weird thing to always miss. City. Like, personal Christmas ornaments on your tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because they're such a... They're probably so difficult to...
I understand why, but you would think, like, occasionally they'd be like, well, that can't be missed, because that's going to look...
The two owners of the bed and breakfast said that every single ornament on their tree was unique, despite the fact that, like, most of them were just the same type of Christmas ball.
Yeah.
Now everything makes complete sense.
What is that supposed to mean? I mean, I'm weird?
No, I'm just kidding. But I suppose it's all the more reason you should go home and see your parents. Right.
Is there going to be, like, a real problem somewhere?
No, that's why it's a Hallmark.
We're creeping up on it.
But no, it has to... No, something has to happen.
Not necessarily.
We're two-thirds through this fucking thing.
No, he's going to go home to his parents.
He's going home for Christmas.
Oh, okay. I heard we should go home and see your parents.
Okay. So you know the project that...
Guys, what is the view?
Well, it's the view of the mountain.
Mountain view. She just said mountain view.
To buy them out and renovate them and turn it into this beautiful upscale boutique hotel. And of course, we would keep Jackie and Frank on. But the best part is
we would keep Jackie and Frank on.
Okay.
I bet you.
No, this
what's
is
the guy's
we wouldn't
name?
Be cutting them for salary at all.
Yeah, what's that guy? Who'd you say he looked like? That now I can't get it out of my head.
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen. Michael Sheen's going to let them go. Peter's that's going to be the moment when she realizes she's gone too far down the dark path.
Well, I'd like to think it's because of my experience, but yeah, the Havens are
conflict.
My family.
Holy shit.
They trust me.
Of course they trust me. But you trust Peters.
Oh, the music changed.
Why are you being so negative about this? I thought you'd be happy for me.
No, it's not that I'm not happy. I'm happy for you. I'm just...
Shane.
Look, when
Bobby.
I first took the job here, I made a couple of calls. And
More backstory explained through
the best
dialogue.
What?
You know what they say.
Hugh doesn't have the...
So you can sign a big fat deal with him and I can't.
No, I just work for the guy, all right? It's only temporary.
I'm so glad I told you this.
Claire, I'm sorry. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying that whatever he tells you about...
This is a prime boom mic opportunity, everybody.
Anything,
keep an eye out.
I was waiting for it. I'm honestly... You're up high. I'm looking down low for, like, the extension cord
it's
in
your
the outlet.
Well,
there was a moment where I thought I saw a lavalier wire.
See, Stan Lake?
I'm just saying, you might still have blinders on because of what happened to you in Chicago. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant.
You
what I meant
dare
to say,
mention Chicago. Oh, Queens takes Rook. Okay.
So he has to screw it all up in really one excited. Scene, right? Like, this is the
I
one scene where he...
Yeah. Well,
I
can take
care this of is it. Care. That's all we got.
Yeah.
Please.
Merry Christmas.
What?
No, wait. Don't go.
Oh, my God. Look at that set. Yeah, he has nowhere to go because the set's so small.
Bird calling.
Oh, is this Vivica A.
That
Fox's house?
So that's been sitting out all afternoon?
Yep.
Yeah, that has been.
No, this... Yeah, he's right. This is Vivica's... This is the Fox's den.
Those are just sliced sweet potatoes. Those were
Who
not cooked.
Who the fuck is that guy?
That's a baby.
No, yeah.
That's a baby, Frank.
Oh, is it?
I just want to say how thankful I am to have...
Wait, are we just to Thanksgiving?
For Christmas.
Wait,
yes,
no, what?
Oh, no, this is Christmas, technically. What?
Just because
it's Canadian Thanksgiving. It's in October.
That's even more confusing.
That makes less sense.
Maybe next year
wait.
Right,
when's Boxing Day?
Day after Christmas.
I'm kidding. To family?
Who are these? Are they all? Are these the kids? Are they all
siblings?
That's
her brother.
I think it's the sister. Yeah, okay.
That's her brother, and the woman sitting across from him is
Darlene. Would you leave
the sister-in-law,
his wife, and the
dear Lord? Thank you for
Jesus.
Oh fuck!
Bringing Jesus in
for blessing us with all.
No, why would you sit across? Why would you sit like that? In Lord's
name, Katie and I always sit across from each other.
Thank you, darling. All right, let's dig in, Barry.
So here's an honest question.
Thank you.
Have Clara and Shane had sex yet?
I just started a new case. It's yeah.
Well, it depends on how many sequences of people skiing downhill.
Yeah, how many slopes were mounted. Yeah.
I mean, it's been
yes. I think once you're on the other side of the montage, sex is a given.
Yeah. I don't know. They just prayed, so you know, it's hard to tell.
That's why I'm asking now, because it's been a very flirty but a very chaste seeming relationship.
But she didn't lead the prayer.
Lydia, yeah.
Go for that cake's been sitting out there.
Seasons yeah. magazine. It went amazing.
Seasons. You know, personally,
I think I should be on the cover.
Guys, yeah, oh my God, she got the cover of Seasons?
Yeah. Centerfold? Yeah.
Two-page centerfold.
I'm just going to clear this.
It's big. It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Thank you, Clara.
Yeah, excuse me, Barry.
Because the set's so small.
How does it work?
This is like the director's apartment.
What are you doing?
It's my God.
Clive. Yeah, Clive.
Well, hello, Clara. Merry Christmas Eve.
I guess it's Christmas Eve, apparently. Hi. I'm glad we're establishing that now.
So how was the meal?
They ate early.
You know.
Honestly, I'm disappointed that we saw Clive.
Doing so well.
The mystery
I'm a little too.
It's all right. He won't talk, so he doesn't get any SAG points.
No, he said hi on the phone. I would have loved it if he... Honestly, I would have loved it if she handed him the phone and he waved.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
Yep.
What? On Christmas Eve?
Okay, great.
And she asked Clive for
approval? They're just sitting there.
Okay.
Who puts clothes back on after they've put pajamas on?
Psychopaths. If I'm in my soft clothes...
Psychopaths.
If I'm in my soft clothes, there's no getting me back in hard clothes.
Everything okay?
No.
Yeah.
It's like putting socks on after you've already taken them off. You don't do it.
Yeah.
It would be okay for you to go have a drink with Bonnie?
Yeah.
What? Sure.
How does she do that?
Honey, things can change from one Christmas to the next. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
What's happening? I'm so confused.
If I had gotten up in the middle of Christmas Eve and asked if I could go have drinks with one of my best friends.
Oh, my mom's ring would be on my fucking face.
Also, which of your friends, who's calling you up on Christmas Eve saying, hey, let's grab a drink?
Yeah, that would imply you still live in your hometown.
Thanks for the drink.
That's true.
No problem.
She just finished her wine.
Yes,
that was nice. That's a good little move. She makes them feel like friends.
How about a couple of drinks?
Sure, no problem. Christmas. Just drinks, nothing specific.
Can be a difficult time.
No. Christmas can be a difficult time.
Thanks, Mike.
Two alcohols, my man, and make them snappy.
And better days. Cheers.
I also like how she proposed drinks with her friend before asking permission from her mom to go.
Happy.
So if her mom had just said no, her friend would just be sitting there at the bar by herself.
Happy with her, and they're both incredibly happy.
I'll give it that. I'm fine with that. I know what you mean.
I'm telling you, Bonnie, it was horrible. I'm really sorry to hear about all that happiness. It sucks, right?
What? I don't understand.
Well, I'm afraid I have some happy news.
Neither do the actors.
What?
She's pregnant.
Are they engaged yet? Yeah, okay.
There it is.
I was going to say that's the they prayed in this movie, Frank. That one thing has to come before the other.
Yeah, you're right. That's my bad.
It is your bad, Frank. Now say 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers.
Oh, you're crying. Yep. No, of course not. I'm not.
And only after that can you take communion.
They're happy tears. They don't look happy. They're
that
happy.
Confession.
I'm happy. I'm
but,
so happy
yeah.
for you.
That was his confession. I'm ordained. It's fine.
I don't know. Maybe in the spring or a few years from now. Depends how long it takes me to make my own dress.
Straighten out that paperwork, right, Frank? You're technically married.
Oh, no. Don't bring
my
that
best
up.
Friend is getting married to a terrific Clive. And I've fallen for a guy who may not be that guy. Or he may be that guy, and I've just wrecked everything, and I may never even...
What if he's this guy, though? Again.
That would be good if he walked in. He's like, what if I'm this guy? It's like, oh, he's here. He saved the day. Everything's good.
And I have two thumbs, and points at himself with his thumb.
That's pretty good. And I have three boobs.
And she's just the same thing. That's a great idea.
Which really means two cleavages.
I'm going to draw you a diagram because I don't know why you're not getting it.
No, it's two. No, we were. No, he came around. It's two cleavages.
Did he?
He said two.
Yeah.
Kids unannounced.
I felt like he was mocking us right there.
Oh, that's.
I mean,
fun.
Both can be true at the same time.
I need you to go to the office and pick up something for me.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I am totally capable of doing that right now.
Connor, how many ass cracks do you have to have if you have three ass cheeks?
Oh yeah, sure, no problem. I'll pick them up and swing by first thing in the morning.
I'm so distracted by the visual, I can't.
Yes, you will.
Really
No! Why did they split screen this?
I got a parent here. No, seriously, that's five. We're done.
What?
Five what?
Children. There's a what? Children. There was a children laughing in the background.
No big deal.
No, there was a sound effect they got from YouTube.com in the background.
Slash well, yeah. Child laughing sound effect.
Well, I am in.
Oh, so she's going to go drive after having a glass of wine?
A single glass of wine.
Oh, that's how you know something bad's about to happen.
Clive is going to
drive. Not even a full glass of wine.
I love that Clive is joined the adventure.
I also kind of I it's, also
you know
like
what
the,
it is.
God damn this fucking shot! At least something's happening
you notice
within
that,
it.
Did you?
Clive
notice?
Feels like a character that didn't go on the adventure in the first movie, and then the sequel he jumps on board.
He was recast for the sequel,
them.
So yeah,
yeah.
There's three of them, and they're playing We Three Kings.
Oh,
that's. Someone thought that was a fucking really clever.
Or you're the first person to ever notice that. Those are the only two options.
That's on purpose. Oh, Clive is getting lost in the hallway with no turns.
Right.
God, Clive, it's also
set.
Where your fiance works.
This set
works.
Is incomprehensible.
Really nice.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that's
wait.
Yeah, that's like a portrait of President Bush or something.
I made better sets in college.
I feel like I've seen this office somewhere. I just can't put my finger on it.
The time well spent, sketch.
Brazzers.
See? Bonnie, I got it.
I was about to say, I feel like I remember an insubordinate secretary being punished, but I don't know.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. Can we go? Can you help me fill me in? Did you ask them to go to his office to get something?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, now they're snooping.
Why?
A lot of zeros.
I
because it's Christmas Eve and he has better things to do, Frank.
Yeah, he has to. He's done with whatever five things his kid did.
Oh shit! He's gonna turn it into a parking lot. The most evil of all plans.
He's gonna pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
Oh no!
Yep. You're a city planner, right?
He's been living a double life as a Russian agent for the last 25 years.
Clive is a city
Clive's
planner.
A city planner. He has all of the skills we need.
Yay! Oh my gosh!
No.
Yes.
Can we not do that?
Oh, we're going.
Or anything.
Clive is having a good old fucking time in this movie.
The stakes are so low for Clive.
We don't need any mistletoe.
Mm-hmm. Don't interrupt their sex.
Hey, what are they just walking into the...
What door is that? Where is that? Where does that door go?
I don't know.
Why?
Hold on. Did you see? No, look, the door has the emergency thing on top.
Yeah, the fire exit thing.
Yeah.
The hydraulic jack. And also, why is so much
of
the decor in this just unrolled tubes of wrapping paper?
Because it's whatever was left over after they covered all of the wall art.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, Jackie.
Come on, take your jacket off. Make yourself home.
Alan Thicke with a ponytail thanks looks so good.
It's not Alan Thicke.
It is to me.
This is so exciting.
Oh, it's the whole thing that they're acting
you're doing it.
Drunk? Yeah.
Oh, they're drunk acting.
I think so. Clive is winning me over for this movie. I like how he's playing this, where he's like Millennial Magoo.
Team Clive. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm Team Clive. Yeah,
it makes it better.
It's just because we've spent the least amount of time with him, so we like him the most,
and he has the least lines, so he can't hurt us.
He's got the himbo thing going on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What do you guys? Did any of you grow up with like white Christmas trees? I just saw one in that other chat.
No.
Yeah, that picture hung up in our kitchen.
Who did?
As long as I can remember.
Fascist?
Was that
I don't know.
Is that a real thing?
Fascist. Because I was a kid. But they said it was somewhere in the American mountainside, and that one day they'd visit again.
The American mountainside.
But they never did.
Mm.
Wait a minute.
And they died in a truckleteering accident.
I don't know. I kind of, you know, I've been ruling out some of the other places in the area, but most of them
have been a minute.
Torn down or long closed.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I'm so sorry.
He's revealing some tragic backstory about his parents.
Of course, that doesn't mean anything because when this photo was taken, my parents would have been running the place and I would have just been a little kid.
Hey, I do recognize that cushion.
Oh, the cushion.
Yeah, that's the one right over there.
The cushion.
Yeah, but the trouble is...
Are these his fucking parents?
No. No, wait.
Did he say he was adopted or something?
Is a date stamped there?
Hang on. Everyone be quiet.
80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, we had a fire here in 92, and it destroyed almost all the records. Otherwise, we could have looked up their names in the logbook.
Right.
Very convenient.
Yeah, I was just hoping to find that ornament, but...
it's on the tree.
You guys probably, all right. Probably auction it off anyways.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Wait,
I know
wait
that
a
ornament.
Minute.
I didn't know that ornament anywhere.
This is where she shoots him in the face.
Oh, it's right. It's literally right in between them.
It's just.
What? No. What? Why?
This is like a video game cutscene.
No.
This is worse than Deus Ex Machina.
Press F to receive gift.
This is the best. This is the best scene in the movie. It's his parents. They're in there.
Mom, Dad, you've cremains. Been in a box for all these years.
I thought you guys would have.
Oh, he's gonna try to act, guys.
Oh,
you guys
no.
Sold these.
Well, yes, we would have, but not that one. That one.
Why?
Special.
That one. My mother.
Why is it?
The year they built.
Wait, he's their brother.
And every Christmas Eve, we have our guests put it Why? On the tree.
So, if your parents stayed here over Christmas, they would have been asked to do the honors.
It's our way of making our guests feel like they're family at Christmas time.
What?
It's a whole other movie.
What the fuck? What?
I'm glad it survived the fire.
That's not something. How long have we known about this ornament quest?
They were here.
We just have seen him like looking longingly at the picture and not knowing why.
There was one setup thing in the beginning where she talked about the unique ornaments, but like that was it, and that was like 10 minutes into the movie.
I'm
you know I.
It's I'd abrupt, like but this is fine.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
He doesn't mean you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're back to the
the
heist.
Yeah,
holiday heist,
the political thriller.
Yes, this is a totally
Look at
normal
these
looking office.
Decoration.
What the fuck?
It's Peters, Hugh Peters.
Hugh.
Oh, okay, here it is. It looks like he's made some exploratory proposals.
How much?
What is it? It's just a bunch of condos or.
There cannot be much left in this movie, and they're getting to the evil developer on the mountain storyline now.
Destroy them, and then we're going to pretend that this never happened. Okay?
Wait, no, you can't destroy them because then somebody's going to know you were in the documents.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's also not the only copy.
Yeah, like it's like who has paper anymore?
We're criminals.
Clara just like
this is like, oh, can you print me off this PDF again, please? The document has gone missing. Wait, did they move her? They moved to another set.
Ooh.
No, it's the same set.
Same set.
I mean, they might have just shot in a house, but at least they turned around the setup.
That's
Merry
true.
Christmas, sunshine.
Oh, they turned the camera.
Merry Christmas, Mom. Thank you.
That's a relight. They would have to relight that. You know,
Vivica A. Fox did not spend more than 24 hours on this project.
That is the emptiest mug I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Where'd you find me?
They were scattered in the foyer.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. We were so drunk last night, we committed corporate espionage.
Does she not remember?
You know, that one glass of Riesling really did her in.
Dude, it was so Riesling. It's ridiculous.
A Bloody Mary?
Vivica.
Mom. Last time I had Merlot, I caught the Pentagon Papers.
Okay, I'll be back. Okay, I have to do something. No
breakfast? Oh, it's watered down wine gate.
Did she just eat a lemon?
Ow, that made my face hurt, Matt. Stop being that funny. Ow. She looks like she's about to...
I love this, like...
rip a rubber mask off of a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Old man MacCready.
And I would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, I'm coming.
What an... look at that McMansion.
Okay, calm down. Yeah.
Clara, did you get the folder?
Oh, you mean Shane's contract?
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Thanks, I have to get these out this
morning.
And
then there's this. You don't want to renovate the empty building. You don't want to restore it to its former glory. You want to tear it down for condos and concessions and parking lots.
These are just exploratory proposals. Where did you get these?
You used me to get to Frank and Jackie.
And you couldn't even get that done. They called me this morning to tell me that the deal is dead. Yeah, it turns out your boyfriend Shane convinced them to shut it down. I never should have trusted that guy.
He's not my boyfriend, and Shane's in New York.
I love all the exposition through dialogue.
Yeah,
it's like they always say at film school, tell, don't show.
Yeah, well, you can take your stupid necklace back, too.
What? I don't...
I hope you realize you're fired.
Don't quit. If you get fired, they'll give
you
severance.
Yeah, if you get fired, you get...
Although it is the service industry, so who the fuck knows?
You don't get shit.
Yeah. I mean, you might as a manager.
You can file for unemployment.
That's also true.
If she's salary, I guess, yeah.
Of all of the creative decisions of this movie, at least the Kia was right.
That is true.
Why is Shane... right there.
Yeah, where was he?
He was just watching the entire exchange from like behind.
I was watching
the car.
You with my dick out earlier.
Oh, great.
These are all of the lessons I used in film school.
They couldn't film them moving.
No, they couldn't.
For this scene.
They could not.
I went to your mother's house.
I did the exact same thing in college.
Well, she told me that you were at...
It's a clever workaround.
Did they have to say it's a long train, though, before the scene started?
And then we are not seeing this train.
No, we're not going to see the train at all.
Look, I know it sounds crazy.
If we do, it's stock.
There were two envelopes.
I didn't come here for the job.
Actually, I don't know. That wide shot when they showed up to the tracks was, like, real. Like, they didn't fake that, so a train went by.
And that's why I went to the Mountain View. And that's why I was there last night.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Okay. I don't hear the train tracks anymore.
No. It doesn't matter.
somebody
forgot
to
duplicate the train track.
Was the one and only vacation that they ever took.
Just copy and paste it next to it and try to...
You know, they lived in New York City and they could barely make ends meet, so...
So they flew out to Colorado?
My father was a cook and a greasy spoon. My mother was a server. And as a kid, I saw how hard they struggled in their careers, you know? But I guess that's where I developed my love for cooking. When I started to get successful, I promised them that I'd slow down and find myself a beautiful little spot like the one that started them off so right. But I didn't. 3 years ago, my mother died of cancer. And not a year later, my father suffered a massive heart attack.
Good Lord.
So here I am, 3 years too late, trying to make good on a promise to a family that I didn't even deserve.
You know anything?
2 years ago, my uncle spontaneously combusted in his apartment.
That's really sweet.
Thank God they're doing this very intimate, quiet scene in two very separated over the shoulder shots. where they're never in the same frame at the same time. No train! No train!
No train.
They literally found a guy to push the button to make the things go down.
Yeah.
Or it was digital.
Yeah, because it barely looked like there might have been train tracks on there.
The director of this movie really loves that he owns a Tesla.
Lease your certified pre-owned Tesla today. And enjoy the holidays here with clean energy.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that framing.
They are always together.
Dinner yep will be served in the main.
Don't leave your mark. Don't leave your mark. Feet planted. Oh, oh. Go right to your next. Oh, look for your mark. She looked for her mark, guys.
I would actually like to give you your Christmas present.
An engagement ring, probably, so they can finally have sex.
No, it's going to be the fucking Christmas bell.
Yeah, of course it is.
When I was on the Polar Express, this was given to me.
What would you do in honors?
And I could not hear the sound of its jingle until this morning.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Zuzu's petals.
Gotcha.
You can. Wait.
That's the most thoughtful gift anyone could ever give me.
Oh, that's not your gift.
What?
Thank God we can't see either of these actors' faces in this, this very important.
He just
moment
unzips his pants.
It took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
I mean, they had this coverage, right?
But when the picture brought me to
why did they use it?
I knew that this.
He picked up the necklace when it fell in the snow from Hugh and just re-gifted it.
I found these keys. I don't know where they go to.
It's a metaphor because you have the keys to my heart.
Shane, I can't afford that.
I want to invest solely in your business, Clara.
That's terrible solely business sense. That's terrible business sense.
Oh, it's terrible business
he's
sense.
He's been rich the whole time, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, super rich.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a Tesla.
I mean, and yeah, he has a Tesla.
And if he goes on a show on network television, so he has at least 10 grand.
Yeah. Force him to do all the cooking. And if, you know, he goes bankrupt from this, he's going to make a lot of money as an Adam Levine lookalike.
But you don't have to hire me. You don't have to do anything.
I'll apply just like everybody else.
Because it's all yours.
We'll host a show to determine who's going to be the chef.
She makes him work as a host.
You have to work your way up from the bottom like everybody else.
He's a busboy. No, you don't.
No keys.
That sweater is really weird.
I was going to say, I actually like that sweater.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. It's just because of just the way it looks.
It is literally
it hasn't been rendered.
It's the only piece of wardrobe in
There are three people wearing solid colors in the scene, and then there's this guy with a black to white gradient on his body.
Yeah. Is that the tree where no ornaments are the same?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the
except,
one.
Except
yep.
for those five stars that are exactly the same.
And the candy canes. Yeah.
Guys, I hate this.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Peter, we can start and watch something else instead if you want, real quick.
Hey, buddy.
So I'm glad we gave this a chance, though.
A lifty over at the gondola.
Oh, damn.
And he says he
is that Clive?
That's Clive.
That's Clive.
Clive is bringing the heat.
You want to go?
Stupid, sexy Clive.
Yes, see? I knew you weren't boring.
All right, let's go do this.
Now?
Right now, right now.
Okay.
She committed to a life of marriage with him before.
Just crime, happy
life
for them.
Of crime and marriage.
She wants Auntie Clara.
Yeah.
That's a pretty dress.
Shane, there you are. I've been meaning to talk to you. I've been watching your show.
Miss Garrison, I'm going to have to explain. You see, on the show, we have these personas.
Yeah, he's not actually that bad.
Yeah, I'm really not.
Clara, I know that he's playing a character. And you're brilliant, okay? That's exactly why I want to pick your brain.
Oh, he was supposed to be offensive, apparently.
I've been thinking about branding myself in the gourmet gingerbread market.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Listen, I have like three or four contacts in that market.
Really? I was featured in Seasons magazine.
Oh, is that right?
She tells everyone.
I should have been on the cover, but, you know, it was like a two-page spread. It was great. I will be right back. I've got a copy. Matter of fact, I'm going to autograph it for you.
I'll choose that.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Okay, let's get
no,
us out.
No, please don't autograph it. It might lose
oh,
its
value. Oh, just fade to black. Fade to black. And credits.
Epilogue? Epilogue?
Love it.
No.
Well done.
Just
no
fade
epilogue.
To black.
Are you kidding me? They barely had an opening.
Shot. Love it.
Well, we did it.
Okay, guys.
We did it.
I'm not sure what we did, but we did it.
Man, if this is our Christmas present to our audience, what do we really think of our audience?
Oof.
We gave them
apparently they weren't apparently they weren't very good this year.
Sorry, you guys. You guys did this to
I'm
you.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah. It's your fault for listening this long.
It probably is, all things considered.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. And I don't know, so same time next year?
Well, I was we didn't want to espouse our thoughts about Christmas with a View as a whole.
I didn't see a View.
Yeah, yeah, you would have thought that would have been more of a intrinsic concept to the film.
It had nothing to do with anything.
I kept waiting for that third peak to show up, and I just didn't see it.
Well, they had to keep it PG-13. Right.
Well, PG. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody, because this was repulsive.
We'll see you in 1,845 episodes.
Oh, my God. Oh, we have something to strive for.
That's right.
For
we got
to
break the record.
Wait, did you say 1,000?
1,845. Holy shit.
All right. What do you guys think? Call it.
I think this is definitely a product of Ontario, Canada. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stop then.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, remember to like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at NoFlixGivenPodcast. See you next time.